This is a scene from the 2005 movie Lord of War.
There's nothing more expensive for an arms dealer than peace.
Truce? What do you mean truce? The guns are already on their way. Peace talks. All right, forget it. I'll reroute the shipment to the Balkans. When they say they're going to have a war, they keep their word.
Nicolas Cage played international arms dealer Yuri Orlov, a character loosely based on the recently arrested Victor Boot, often dubbed Merchant of Death. Michael Braun of the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency says Boot supplied illegal weapons to dictators, warlords, and mass murderers of every hue.
These are the folks that provide the arms to the potpourri of world scum, so that they can overpower and dominate the weak around the world.
Braun, the agency's chief of special operations unit, ran a four-month sting operation leading to Boot's arrest in Thailand early in March. He says 41-year-old Victor Boot eluded the law for years thanks to his many passports, different identities, and the support he enjoyed from those in power.
Somebody like Victor Boot has been in business for a long, long time. He has made tremendous contacts around the globe as he's conducted business as usual.
Little is known about Boot, except that he grew up in Tajikistan and distinguished himself as a top graduate of the Moscow Academy for Foreign Languages in what was then the Soviet Union.
He was the only man in that industry who created an organization that basically provided full service. He was sort of the Walmart of the arms trade.
Stephen Braun is a co-author of the book about Boot, Merchant of Death, Money, Guns, Planes, and the Man Who Makes War Possible. He describes Boot's empire emerging in 1991 as the Soviet Union broke up into 15 states. He says Boot purchased several old cargo aircraft and allegedly began shipping the nearly inexhaustible arsenals of weapons that were left behind. Boot is suspected of sending small arms, artillery, missile launchers, attack helicopters, and millions of rounds of ammunition all over the world. Rachel Stahl with the Center for Defense Information in Washington.
I think the reality is that arms dealers like Victor Boot sell for profit. And so they will sell to anyone and everyone that's willing to pay the price for the weapons.
And the author Braun says that Boot started by selling weapons to countries under UN arms embargo, that his first clients included the Taliban in Afghanistan in the early 1990s. With his fleet that grew to 60 planes, Boot is then said to have moved to Africa, where he found buyers in Angola, Rwanda, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Sierra Leone, and Zaire. Stahl asserts Western nations were duped by Boot.
The United States and the United Kingdom have admitted that they've inadvertently used Boot's companies to transport cargo and supplies and materials to Iraq, for example. There are other governments that would use Victor Boot when they don't want to get their hands dirty. And then there are groups who can't just simply go to a government and say, "Hi, would you please sell us some weapons?"
In 2002, Boot turned up in Moscow. Some arms trade experts say that he could tell law enforcement much about the Russian arms trade, about groups he recently armed, from Hezbollah to the Islamic Courts Union in Somalia, and about his Western-funded cargo flights to Iraq. But Stephen Braun contends Boot can't be trusted.
The question becomes, what's his credibility? Who is he, you know, potentially exposing on the stand, but what other groups is he not talking about?
Taking Boot out of business, says Braun, is a huge success because no other international arms dealer wields a network as formidable as his, capable of delivering the deadliest weapons into the world's most dangerous hands. Yelena Franceschi, VOA News.